Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So Elliot Sander, the head of the MTA, is coming on with us every Thursday this month, and he'll be here for this week's visit in about 8 minutes. But to set this up this week, New York has just become the first American city to win an International Sustainable Transit Award, given in Washington, D.C. this week by the Institute for Transportation and Development Policy. We beat out Mexico City and Istanbul this year, largely due to the new bike and pedestrian-friendly policies of Mayor Bloomberg and his Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was there in D.C. and has a live report. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning, Brian.
So what is this award for exactly?
Well, the award is given out every year, and basically the idea is to try to get cities to try to make them be more sustainable in their transport plans. And as a matter of fact, Mexico City, which was one of the big contenders this year, didn't win because they didn't get their bike lanes running. But apparently Mexico City is very upset about this. They want to win next year. And not that many people in New York maybe have heard of this word, but it's a pretty big deal to foreign governments. So the deputy mayor of Mexico City was there the other night, and he was saying, I'm going to go back. We're going to get these bike lanes up and running. So we'll be in contention next year. But the idea is that the cities that are moving people out of cars and into alternative forms of transit get to be contenders for this award.
So does this translate into any further opportunity for policy or funding? I know Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan is hoping for some capital money to implement larger scale sustainability projects.
I think that the sort of big ticket item that New York City is waiting for, which is also rolled up into the MTA budget, and maybe Lee Sander will have something to say about this. I mean, one of the things that Bloomberg wanted to get was congestion pricing so they could put in more bus rapid transit lines. Now, bus rapid transit is not just a fast bus. It's actually a specific kind of bus line that mimics a subway so that you have stops maybe every 7 or 8 blocks. People pay beforehand. There's a boarding area so that people can get on and off very quickly, and the experience of riding a bus becomes like riding a subway, and it's a fraction of the cost. So one of the things that Mayor Bloomberg wanted to do with congestion charging, which obviously didn't happen, was to put in bus rapid transit lines. That has now morphed into part of the Ravage plan, and the idea is to put some of these lines into the lesser served areas of Brooklyn and Queens.
That's the whole point of the East River and Harlem River bridge tolls, as Elliot Sander was discussing here last week. That money, if they pass that part of the plan, is supposed to be dedicated to bus rapid transit in the outer boroughs,
right?
The other thing, the payroll tax, is supposed to be for operating expenses right now to close the fare hike and service cut gap as much as possible. But that East River, Harlem River bridge toll proposal is so that they can vastly expand bus rapid transit.
Right. And one of the things that I think the MTA is laboring against here, and, you know, it's not without reason, is a sense of skepticism about what it can deliver. And, that was clearly, we know from polling, one of the reasons why congestion pricing went down, because people didn't believe that if the city actually collected the money that it would go to these things. And, you know, one of the advantages of a city like London is that London, the city itself, controls the transport system, and the city itself can tax. So they were able to put in the increased transit lines to make transit better before they actually started charging the cars, which created a bit more faith in the system than New York City has been able to do. And then, of course, all of this is mixed up in the federal stimulus package. There's this whole dance that's going on, particularly in a complex city like New York, because there's all this lobbying going on. Everybody wants the money to come to them and their project. Mayor Bloomberg has been lobbying for the money to come directly to New York, because the feeling is that if it comes directly to New York, it will go for more transit-oriented TID projects. The state wants it for the state's needs, but a lot of what Governor Patterson has put out on his list is things like water projects, road projects, all clearly things that need the money, but not necessarily things that will catalyze a greener future. So when I was down in Washington, there was all of this discussion about, you know, what is going to happen to this stimulus bill, and there's this sort of collision of forces because on the one hand, Obama wants this to happen fast. So if it happens fast, it means it happens by the old rules, which don't necessarily favor green projects. In fact, the opposite. I mean, the highway funding formulas are handed out based on how many drivers you have, so you're rewarded for more miles driven.
And Elliot Sander is ready to go, but it sounds like you're saying with the federal stimulus money getting into the pipeline that New York City and New York State are actually competing against each other for transportation-related stimulus money. I don't know, maybe the MTA as a third competitor for that same pot.
I'm sure none of them would say against each other, and I'm sure that Mr. Sander would not say against each other either. But clearly, everybody wants to get control of the money because they feel if they spend it, they will spend it best.
Well, we'll ask them in a minute. WNYC's Andrew Bernstein, thanks a lot.
Thank you.